Well, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his party are celebrating today after winning a landslide victory. Today's news sent India's stock market soaring, and it follows 6 weeks of voting in the world's largest democracy. Joining us now is the BBC's Divya Arya. She's in Delhi. Divya, Narendra Modi was not on the ballot, but this election was a referendum on his leadership so far, and it seems like a pretty big vote of confidence in him.
Indeed, we haven't seen a party come back to power in India with this kind of mandate. He has overdone himself from the last time. The numbers have gone up. We're still waiting for the final results, but the tally that's coming up is pretty clear, and the whole election was fought in his name, not even in his party's name. Every candidate in every constituency spoke in their rallies about Mr. Modi. So it was very clear to the voter that your vote is not for the Member of Parliament representing your constituency, but for Narendra Modi, and it is to represent the whole country.
So help us understand how voters did what they did here, because since Modi has been Prime Minister, there's been a farm crisis, there's been problems with unemployment and growing religious divides.
Well, Mr. Modi has run an extremely successful communication campaign, and he has explained to the people that he is the kind of leader they need because he can take decisions when they are needed. The strikes that were made into Pakistan right after a terror attack onto security forces, 41 security forces were killed in the state of Kashmir just before the elections, was shown as an example of what how a country should respond, especially to Pakistan, with a country with whom we've had tensions for a really, really long time, and we've fought a couple of wars as well. His whole, his party's whole attitude towards the Hindu majority was another strong signal that went out to the public that the Hindu majority is better off in the governance of Mr. Modi and his party, not the secular Congress party, which ruled the country for many decades. And even today, when I went out to speak to people to find out how they were reacting to the government's re-election, this is exactly what they were looking forward to. They said, now the Hindus will feel that they're not being discriminated.
And what about the Muslim minority?
Well, the Muslim minority has seen a lot of, there's been a lot of fear that the Muslim minority has experienced. We've seen it amongst peers, amongst educated upper class people we interact with. We've also seen it in poorer areas where mob lynchings have happened. People have been lynched for carrying, transporting cows because cows are considered sacred in Hindu religion. And even people who were carrying cows for slaughter, which is legally permitted, were targeted. So there has been a sense of fear, and a lot of people on Twitter today, for example, have been talking about how going forward the minorities will have to be subservient in a way to the majority to live in harmony. But of course, the BJP party denies all of that, and they say that if you look at our policies, when we implement them, we do not discriminate on the basis of religion, and that is what matters at the end of the day.
Where do these results leave Rahul Gandhi's party, the Indian National Congress?
Well, it's a huge defeat for him. He just came and addressed the press a little while back, and he said he humbly accepts it because that is the people's verdict. And he was asked about his leadership, and he said that's something that the party will decide. So lots of questions for Mr. Gandhi to answer and also to reinvent, because the Congress, if this is not a wake-up call for it to sort of re-strategize its messaging, its party workers and what it stands for, we don't know when it will be.
One more thing, Divya. What is the relationship between India and the United States like, and what is it likely to be like with Narendra Modi staying in power?
Well, the relationship has been pretty good, and Mr. Modi has been credited with the, refurbishing all his relationships across the world. He's seen to be someone who's been very successful with his foreign policy. He's made visits to the United States. There's a strong community, Indian community there,
right,
that supports him. And of course, between him and President Trump, of course, there seems to be more points of agreement than disagreement. Both of them have a very nation-first kind of agenda, not to say that the Congress party here did not, but Mr. Modi has also spoken about, stopping immigration into the country. They're talking about bringing a citizenship bill, which weeds out people who are not citizens and illegally they've come into the country. So there are lots of common grounds. And of course, Pakistan being a common enemy, China, of course, being a common trade challenge to deal mm-hmm. with. I think going forward, this is going to be probably good for both leaders. Whether it's going to be good for both countries, of course, is a question that I can't answer at the moment.
That's the BBC's Divya Arya joining us from Delhi. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And in that election in India, over the course of many weeks, 600 million voters at least. We'll keep watching what happens there. And also, we're keeping an eye on the UK, where people are voting today in the European Parliament elections, which they weren't even expected to vote for because they would have Brexited by now. That, of course, has not happened.